everybody knows now, it's Palm Sunday. Next Sunday is Easter. Those of you who've been with me on Palm Sunday in the past, you know who my favorite figure in the Palm Sunday is. It's the donkey. It's the donkey. Why the donkey? The donkey says more about Jesus and all the hooraying and hosannaing in the world does. Why? What's a donkey in that culture? He's a beast of burden. The lowest form of burden-bearing animals. Well, why didn't he want a horse? Because horses were basically instruments of battle. The only horses that were used were war horses. So you get up and run fast and cut off somebody's head or stab them in the chest or do some other nasty thing to them. Totally opposed to who Jesus was and above all what Jesus was. Who was he? He's a human being. And the letter to Philippians puts it clearly. Paul was not talking about Jesus as really God. They didn't decide that for 300 years, clearly, that Jesus was divine. The Council of Chalcedon, I believe. So Paul was talking about whom? The same person that Paul always talked about under this title, the new Adam. That's Paul's favorite appellation for Jesus. He is the new Adam. And if you look at the letter to the Philippians passage in that light, all kinds of wonderful things happen. He did not consider equality with God something he had to cash in on. No. He's referring to the Genesis text where God created us human beings in God's own image. So in that sense, we are godlike. But then, of course, not surprising, we took it for, well, we're godlike, and you know what that means. I'm the boss of everything, and I can tell everybody to do what they need to know, and blah, 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 blah. No. Uh-uh. Jesus was the only human being who knew he was a creature of God and resisted any temptation to present himself as other than that. Look at the temptation narratives in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. What was Jesus being tempted to in those stories? To do tricks, to do religious tricks, you know. Turn these rocks into bread, you know. Jump off this high building and just land like a feather, and the angels are going to take you down. Or, kneel down and worship me. I'd be very happy to worship the devil often enough in my own life. I want to be boss. Who doesn't want to be boss? We all want to be boss. You know? And if we were God, then we could be boss. Except the God of Jesus never pushed his or her weight around. In fact, I just came from a funeral, and after the fact, I thought of this passage from Thomas Aquinas, who begins his big, massive theological treatise by saying, we know more what God is not than what God is. And of course, we quickly forgot it because we can't stand uncertainty. We can't stand mystery. No! There's Wikipedia! There's Google. Google God. In either of those places. What should appear, and I have not done it yet, I'll do it tonight, I think, should be a blank page. If they're serious, if they know religion at all, if they know Judaism at all. I had the privilege of having the first reading done by a Jew. That's never happened in my life. I was so tickled that a Jew with this little yarmulke, you know, a little
pin in his hat and his little garment will stick it on the back of his head. Who read a familiar passage from Ecclesiastes, for everything there is a season. So, Judy Collins made famous by that wonderful song from Pete Seeger. No, Jesus didn't see himself as God, as the boss. And the proof is, of one of many, he was riding on a donkey. A donkey. What did donkeys regularly carry? Bags of flour, sticks of wood, you know. And here's Jesus sitting on the bloody donkey, like a bag of flour, like a sticks of wood. In other words, as the opening prayer put it, this was an example of humility. Now, if it were I who were Jesus, this is the way I would think about it. Well, listen, all these people really like me. Well, I'm going to put on a show. I'm going to look really humble, and they will all go nuts because I'm riding on the bloody donkey. Oh, that's great. That's great. We got somebody on a donkey. And Jesus said, boy, it worked. They all think I'm pretty terrific because I came in on a donkey. No. Jesus did not play tricks on us, I do not think. He did not pretend to be other than he was, which is a human being made in the image of God. And that's why the Philippians can go on, because he was constantly faithful to God, to the Father, who didn't pretend, who didn't self-promote himself, like I do, with great regularity, as some of the PCWs around this place, and I'll tell you. Now Jesus said, well, here I am, folks, one of you. And if you want to do this hoopla, that's all right. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't change my mind. It doesn't change my self-understanding, you know. And what's the evidence for that? Come a few days later, and they all buggered off. They all buggered off. Good old Peter, unstable, probably slightly neurotic Peter, you know. Oh, Lord, when Jesus was supposedly walking on water, Peter yelled, hey, call me, and I want to walk on water too. So he walked on water about three steps and then started falling under the waves. Because he did not believe that Jesus was Jesus. Peter's a bumbling idiot. I don't know that guy. I don't know that guy. No, no, I never heard of him in my life. Read the Passion narratives for yourself. Peter buggers off. They all bugger off. All 12 of them, well, Judas had his own business to do with Jesus. But they all left him. Think about it. 4 or 5 days ahead of that. Oh, hooray, he's our man. He's our man, you know. They misunderstood. As we're prone to do, you know, we divinize celebrity. Beyonce, I still don't know who Beyonce is, but Beyonce, we should be ask Beyonce about the Syrian bombing. Oh, Beyonce, oh, I'll tell you what, you know. Beyonce doesn't know diddly, nor does anybody else, including the President of the United States, unfortunately. He just got ticked off that I'm going to show those buggers. And only God knows what's going to come out of that. So Donald Trump doesn't suffer from an excess of humility. Jesus didn't suffer from an excess of humility, but from a simple recognition of who he was. Yeah. And we'll see this played out in spades on Holy Thursday. What's going on Holy Thursday, which, again, you know. So Jesus crawling around on the floor, for God's sake. And to anticipate Holy Thursday, Those Jews, when they had the Passover, they didn't sit up like Leonardo and be like, they all like, how are things, you know. They were lying down. That's the way the Jews ate. They ate on couches that they lay down on. So it's fairly easy for just Jesus to crawl around the periphery and catch their feet. Say, got one. But the very gesture of Jesus washing the feet of these bozos, whom I suspect he clearly knew to be bozos. He had been with them for a while. There's good old Peter running his mouth all the time, like a big hero. So the rubber hit the road, and then Peter, oh, I never heard of that guy. Who are you talking about? Oh, that guy. I don't know who that guy is. Humility. Something that's in very short supply in my life. Most ostensibly in the light of Donald Trump. And that's why Francis is such a marvel. So every pope that was elected, I've been to a bunch of them, they'd come out in a nice red velvet stole with a lot of gold embroidery, little pictures of Peter and Paul. And Francis comes out in his little white dress, first word out of his mouth, pray for me. He didn't have any pretensions about who he was. He put his pants on one leg at a time, just like the rest of us, who wear pants, of course. So, that's why Francis is so important. That's why Palm Sunday is so important. To remind us again of who Jesus was, of how Jesus comported himself in this world. Which, of course, is very dangerous. Because if you live that out, somebody's going to get really ticked off and going to kill you because you're a pain in the neck, basically. Political revolutionary. Seek first the kingdom of God. Give to Caesar what Caesar's, give to God what God. That would rankle the soul of any good Roman citizen. What do you mean? Everything belongs to Caesar. No, it doesn't. Jesus is saying, reminding us. No. Give to God what's God's. In the case of Jesus, it was an admission of his own humility. Yeah, as time went on, the Christian movement came to understand Jesus, we believe, more deeply that he was the second person of the Trinity. But that didn't happen for a very long time, folks. I've often wondered, did Jesus think he was God? I don't know. That's an unanswerable question. I can't go there. It's ridiculous for me to attempt. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not inside Jesus' head. But I know and recognize Jesus on a donkey. I know and recognize Jesus crawling around on the ground behind all these guys who are lying down. If they're lying down, their feet were hanging off the end of these benches anyway. So it was very easy for Jesus to wash their feet. But he did it. And this was not a theatrical performance. Look, boy, I will really look good if I wash their feet, or I will really look good with all these people saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. Jesus would have none of it. I would really be good if I could turn these rocks into bread. No thanks. So, today we celebrate not just humility, but the cost of humility. We just as soon forget about that, you know. So Good Friday comes up and hits us in the head. Oh my God, how could this happen? From this swell fella who was so nice, you know. Try being really humble in this world. You'll get smashed by your boss, by your wife, by your husband, by your kids, which I can attest to. if my kids hadn't recognized that I was a father. Listen, old man, shut your face. I'm going to do this whatever I want. And sometimes it's exactly what they did. And if I were Jesus and the father of my three adopted sons, there's the greatest thing I forgot to mention in the homily about Paul Leary. Paul was known as a hands-on dad. I heard that phrase every day since he died. This man was a hands-on dad. Which means what? He was attentive. He was caring. He was solicitous. He didn't play the boss all the time. So there we are. There we are. Palm Sunday. Happy Palm Sunday, folks.